Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Vogel, who's the principal with DCS, which stands for Design Center Solutions. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
Good to be with you. I was just with you. We were together in Sonoma, California, right prior to Green Build. It was a great visit with some of your best network on the builder side. A couple comments, some of the highlights. Your keynote speaker, Betsy Sanders, was the lady at Nordstrom's that launched their business in California. And so that was a great keynote. And then we also got a chance to go to dinner at a fine winery called Benzinger.
We try to do a different winery, something special each year, and this is one of our favorite spots. We haven't been back there for about 5 years, so we decided to revisit it, and Betsy was a great speaker. One of the things that we loved about Betsy was that she was talking about the same thing that we really predicate our whole business about, which is starting from the top, which is consumers. The whole Nordstrom structure, she gave us some insights in how they view customer service in much more differently than we would probably have expected going into the meeting. While our customer is the dealer or the contractor or the builder, a lot of our products are really made to serve the end user, the consumer. So we really have to start by thinking about who they are and what they want and what they're expecting from their retailer or their builder, and build products that suit those needs. And we know if we do that, then we will satisfy our direct client need, which is the retailer and the builder.
Yeah, I talk to you all the time. A lot of people may not realize exactly who you are. Let's start out briefly to remind people. First, let's start with who Michael Vogel is. I know you've been in this business for several decades. Talk about that, if you would.
More than several. It's now four decades. Okay. It's hard to imagine, but this is my 41st year in the flooring industry, and I've spent 20 of those years on the wholesale and manufacturing side working for some wonderful people at Queen Carpet and Horizon, and spent some time on the distributor side. And then 8 years running the flooring contract business at Monroe Schneider Associates, MSA Industry.
Right.
And then the last 15 years focused on technology for flooring and new home construction with DuPont after they had bought MSA. Mm-hmm. And then started my own business, which seems like a few days ago, but now we just started our 13th year. Design Center Solutions was started in 2000. Technology's always been my avocation since I bought my first computer, a Commodore VIC-20, which some people may remember, back in the early 80s, and then I bought the first Mac, and on. And even today, I can't walk by a new piece of technology or software without trying it out. Fortunately for me, I'm blessed with having been able to bring that love of technology to the industry I grew up in.
From 100,000 feet, when people hear about Michael Vogel and your many businesses, they understand that these subsets in your business are all technology-based. You're the leader in bringing the technology tools to the floor covering industry. But why don't you just give us a quick run-through on the different facets of your business?
Sure. So we started as Design Center Solution, and that morphed into one of the three specific brands that we have. The first brand is Bridgeway Interactive, which is for flooring contractors and new home construction. Bridgeway serves manufacturers as well as flooring contractors, and we have some direct builder clients, and we create products to market their businesses to their consumers. And with the market turned down in 06, Bridgeway's been a challenge to grow, but it's been very satisfying that we still have the largest flooring contractors in the country as our clients. And even better is that in 2012, our dealer base grew again for the first time in a few years, and the activity on the builder side and builder technology over the last 6 months has been exciting, to say the least, and we're expecting a very strong 2013. Then in 2004, 4 years after we started DCS, we launched our second business, which is called Training Space. And that's an online training platform that now has over 30 courses for business professionals in the flooring and new home construction business. We've trained thousands of industry professionals. And while training has not been a big issue over the last 4 or 5 years as people have been downsizing and at survival, with the economy turning around and new people coming into the industry, the need for training is substantial. And we're not only working with our clients, but we're working with some of the manufacturers and putting training programs together. The last launch of a business was in 2006, and today is a cornerstone of our overall company, and that's Creating Your Space, which is focused specifically on the retail flooring dealer. Today, CYS is proud to have a majority of the top 50 independent retail flooring dealers, but at the same time, we deliver a great product to small mom-and-pop shops and then mid-tier stores. We continue to grow by adding more dealers, but what is probably as satisfying as anything that our original dealers are still some of our best customers, and we've grown with them, and they have grown with us. It's a critical part of what we do is customer retention, because it's our scorecard on how we're doing and if we're really serving our clients.
Let me just interject that with Creating Your Spaces, most people know the NFA, the National Floor Covering Alliance. I think the majority of the websites, and those are the guys that are the best of the best in the retail business. Kudos to you for taking a leadership position with that organization.
They are some of our best customers, and that's really happened kind of organically from selling a couple of our clients that were NFA members and them talking to some of their other friends, and over time it's happened. It's been a long road, but we're very proud of that group. In 2012, we were some of the first of building and offering mobile websites when nobody was really talking about mobile, and now in 2013 we're about to launch some new products for both mobile and tablets with a wide array of products that's going to be for both builder and retail to help drive leads and convert sales.
You know, since you're the expert in building websites for retailers, everybody is challenged right now to know, with this technology, there's a lot of options out there. One of the things I'm sure my listeners love to hear is when you start thinking about online, you've got social media, you've got your website, you've got pay-to-click, SEO. Which ones are the most effective in growing your business, you know, especially with limited resources?
Well, it's got to start with your website, and it shouldn't end there. But when you start talking about limited resources and limited time, a dealer has to think about their website in terms of meeting a customer for the first time. And if they're meeting the customer for the first time, you know, I guess we used to talk about it in sales as the elevator story. If you had 60 seconds to, you know, talk to a potential customer in an elevator, what would you say? Well, a website is like that, in that if you don't grab them, if they don't see what they're looking for, if it's not interactive and understanding who they are, which is generally a woman. So, you know, we're very active in the marketing to the women's side of the business. You've missed out, and you've missed out because that website is probably where your customer is going to meet you for the first time. It's not going to be them walking into your store. The numbers have been true for the last 4 or 5 years that 80 and now 90% of people will first visit a website before they start the physical process of walking into a store. So if your website doesn't represent you, if your website doesn't engage that customer, it doesn't consider what they're looking for, it doesn't give them a way to make that transaction easier, if it doesn't build trust, which should be the goal of every retailer, you've missed a major opportunity. And social media or pay-per-click or all of those other important things are not going to really matter. Now, I always try to remind people, if you get a lots of clicks to your website, but your website turns your customer off, you really have accomplished nothing, because what you're trying to accomplish is a lead and then convert that lead.
It's great to talk to you. Again, I wanted to get the audience to hear about what's going on with several of your technology components of your company. Again, we've been talking to Michael Vogel, who's a principal with DSC, or Design Center Solutions, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.